Hello, and welcome to Read It With Whiskey, the place to be if you are a sci-fi or fantasy reader. My name is Laura, and I am your host. I am a reader, writer, and whiskey drinker. Just a little side note before we dive in. This episode had turned into something a little bit more than anticipated. You'll find out once we get to the second half, but stay tuned for some 2022 wrap-up updates and 2023 goals. Let's dive in.
As we wrap up the year of 2022, I thought this could be the perfect time to talk about why I feature self-published or indie-published books on Read It With Whiskey. In the past, I have talked about this back when there was a Patreon community a year or 2 years ago now. I did talk about this in length. And I talked about it in the last bonus episode. I can't find any of that content anywhere, and I'm really bummed because I thought I saved it, but apparently not. So in this bonus episode, I'm going to give you a brief overview of the reasoning why I only feature self-published or small indie pressed authors here on Read It With Whiskey. And the genre topic is a completely different topic, so we're not going to talk about why I am only doing sci-fi fantasy now. There is reasoning behind that. We'll have to get into that in another bonus episode. So why only self-published and indie press authors? Honestly, the reason why I only feature these types of authors is because I am in that category. I am a self-published author, and I've been self-publishing since 2019. In 2019, I released my first nonfiction book, Happyless Chokelist. It's currently not available. I am doing rewrites and potentially republishing it either in 2023 or 2024. Don't quote me on that. I put out this book and I imagined being able to sell a bunch of copies, getting a bunch of speaking gigs and clients, and I was shooting for the moon. And that did not happen. I had a very, very difficult time getting the book out there. I sold over 100 copies within the first couple months, but a lot of those were to the connections that I already had in my entrepreneurial circle, and not many had gone out into the world, and it wasn't like I was being found organically or by accident. It was all connections that I personally had. And I realized how difficult it was going to be to actually get my book out there. So that was floating around in my brain in 2019, and I was planning on writing more books. I knew I was going to write more nonfiction. At that point, I did not know I was going to be writing fiction, let alone an entire sci-fi trilogy, which is now out for the public if you want to go and buy it. It's called the Shockwave series. But I didn't know I was going to be writing fiction. I just knew that I was going to be writing more nonfiction. I was going to have a big backlist in 10 years. That was my goal. So then 2020 happened. We all know what happened in 2020, and I decided I wanted to talk to people. I had also traveled across the country. We moved from Florida to Indiana, and I didn't have my entrepreneurial circle of friends that I had been hanging out with for the last couple of years. And I was like, I want to talk to people, but I want to talk about something light. I don't want it to be business related. I don't want to have any kind of underlying currents or reasoning for the conversations. I wanted to solely talk to people because I wanted to get to know them and I wanted to get to know their interests, their passions. So it was a passion project. It was something that I wanted to begin pursuing right away. And that was the birth of Read It With Whiskey. And originally, Read It With Whiskey was going to be a book club podcast. I was actually going to have all of the listeners read the books with me, and then we were going to discuss the books with the author in a group format. But it was the startups. It was the startups, and I didn't have a big enough audience to make that happen. I think now, if I were to pursue a book club, it would be a lot easier for me to do. But back then, I didn't have anybody in my circle who knew what I was doing. So when I started, I was like, I want to interview the authors. And when I was deciding on which authors to interview, that whole concept of being able to market and sell my book as a self-published author resurfaced. And I thought, hey, I want Read It With Whiskey to help other authors sell books. I want to make this podcast a way for them to market, for listeners and readers to find new authors within their favorite genres. And that's how it was born. So that's why I feature self-published authors. I want to help them market their books. I want their books to be found by new people around the world who have never heard of them before, who has no connection to them. Because I know as a self-published author, when I go onto my KDP, my Kindle Direct Publishing account, and I see that my book has sold, I realize, hey, I don't know who bought that book. And that is the most thrilling feeling in the world, saying, wow, I have no idea who just bought that book, but I hope they like it. And so that's my hope for this podcast, is that authors can sell more books, readers can find new authors and new books that they're going to fall in love with and continue reading. And yeah, that is the history. That is the reason why I only choose self-published authors. And this has been a question that has come up to me, and so that's why I wanted to answer it. I hope you guys enjoyed the little backstory. If you guys have any questions about the authors I have featured in the past, head on over to Instagram at Read It With Whiskey, and let's talk about it.
Okay, it is time for a reading, writing, and living update. So I totally forgot that this was going to be the last episode of 2022. So I have added a little bit in. So this might make the episode a little bit longer than usual, but we're just going to roll with it, you guys. And it's good stuff. Don't worry. So we're going to start out with my reading update. So in the last update that I gave to you guys, I was reading Save the Cat. Guess what? I'm still reading it. This book is so packed that it's going to take me a while. I think it's been well over a month that I've been skimming through it. But because there's so much content, like I said in the last time I gave you the update, I just want to take it slow and actually really dive into all of the meaty parts of it. So that is my nonfiction book that I'm currently reading. I also finished up The Original Midorian by Julia Scott and Call of the Guardian by J.M. Williams. Like I had mentioned them the other week, I finished both of those books. Since then, I have read a couple different books, and so I won't go over those right now, but currently, I'm in the process of reading Enhanced by Candace Cade, and she's going to be featured on Read It With Whiskey. Her book releases in March, and her episode will actually be releasing on the day that her book releases. I haven't finished the book, we haven't done the interview, but we have it planned out, and I'm so excited to help her on her release day and finish the book, essentially. It's amazing so far. So I'm reading that, and then I am also reading Those Who Resist by N.C. Scrimgeour, and she was on Read It With Whiskey. We talked about her first book in the series, Those Left Behind, and that's book one of the Waystations trilogy. So go ahead, check out her episode here on Read It With Whiskey. But since then, I have read book two, and I am now on book three, and it's the final in the trilogy. Absolutely loving it. And I have to read really, really fast because as I'm recording this, my Kindle Unlimited subscription is about to expire in like a few days. And so I have to finish this book before it expires. I don't want to get Kindle Unlimited again. I just want to read the books that I already own. And once I finish my backlist of books to read, then I can get Kindle Unlimited again. And you guys, you know that's never going to happen. So I could just be totally lying right now, but we'll see what the future holds. So those are my reading updates. My writing update, I'm not writing anything right now, and I had initially planned on writing every single day of December, but I think I just got burnt out and a little bit overwhelmed. I can't remember if I mentioned it in the last update episode. I had listened to an episode of a podcast, and it talked about how you should stay in your genre as a writer, and so I'm like, okay, I have three science fiction books out there. I should be staying in science fiction. Well, in November for NaNoWriMo, I wrote a fantasy book. And so, of course, I listened to that episode right after NaNoWriMo, and it kind of put me in a little bubble of confusion. And so I just stopped writing, and I was just like, I gotta figure this out. So I would love your help with this. Let me know, should I go back to my science fiction ideas? Because I have so many fun ideas with science fiction. Or should I finish out this fantasy project? I really want to know what you guys think. And this fantasy project is a standalone. However, I imagine more books to be in this world, which makes me really, really excited. So I know there's going to be more eventually, but I only have the one concept in mind. Whereas science fiction, I do have a duology and a trilogy in mind. So I'm kind of all over the place. So go over to Instagram at Read It With Whiskey and tell me what book I should be working on, my science fiction or my fantasy. Okay, so that's the writing update. And just a little tag onto that, I do plan on diving back into a project on January 1st. I have a goal. I'm not going to talk about my goals right now. I'll talk about them later. Essentially, later in this episode, you will learn about them. So I'll get to that in a second. So then, life update, living update. First of all, Merry Christmas, you guys. Christmas, as this episode goes out, was 2 days ago. So Merry Christmas. I hope you had a good time, or happy holidays if you celebrate a different holiday. Christmas, as I'm recording this, Christmas hasn't happened yet. So I don't know if it was good or not, but... Of course it was great. It's always great. Spending time with family, at least that's the plan as of right now. And I posted on my @LauraJLive Instagram, but my present to myself was a super note, and I am in love with it. I absolutely adore it. Check it out. I have the information on my @LauraJLive Instagram. So anyway, I already know that I like my Christmas present because I've been using it since mid-December. Okay, so... as far as this being the last episode of 2022, like I said earlier, I want to kind of do a little wrap up for you guys. I'm not going to go into the books I read or my TBR list for 2023 because those episodes are actually going to be going out in January. So on January 10th, I plan on having my BIR episode. I've been doing the books I read episodes in some format for years. Back in the day, they used to be blog posts, and then they turned into the podcast. At one point, I was doing a little bit of video stuff on YouTube, not so much anymore. But anyway, these BIR episodes at the end of every year are very much a tradition. I also have all of the books I read for the past few years on my Instagram stories at @LauraJLive. So you can definitely check out all the books I read in the past over there. But anyway, that's going to be a huge episode. Plus, as I'm recording this, I still have a few more days of 2022, and I plan on finishing at least two or three more books. So I can't do the books I read episode right now. I have to wait until January. So that episode is going to be coming out on January 10th. And then my TBR, the books I hope to read, the to-be-read list for 2023, I'm going to talk about that on January 24th. So definitely stay tuned because I'm so excited to dive into some of these books that I've been meaning to read for such a long time. So you'll get all the nitty-gritty details then. Okay, so for this 2022 wrap-up, so much happened in 2022, and I feel like I'm not even going to scratch the surface. In my personal life, I started working full-time for a company from home, so that completely changed a lot of things for my personal life. I don't go out of the house much. I'm very secluded, and I absolutely love it as an introvert, but that was a huge change. A part of that change was that I knew I was going to be sitting around doing like computer work a lot of the time, the majority of the time. So I started continued the Conqueror challenges. So back when COVID happened, before COVID, I had been doing a lot of running and racing in Florida. I would do 5Ks, 10Ks and stuff like that very, very often. I was very active. I used to be in the fitness industry. If you've been around for a while, you know that. And so when COVID happened, I started the Conqueror challenges, and it's just a website where you basically you pay for a medal, and you're not allowed to receive the medal until you hit a certain distance. And it's really cool. Just go ahead, check it out. I'll put a link in the description of this episode. But essentially, I challenged myself in 2022 to run 300 miles, walk or run. The majority was walking. I'm not even going to lie. I don't really run that much anymore, but I walk a lot. I try to do a 3-mile walk a couple times a week. And so I hit 300 miles in the year. I'm going to be over that, but that was my initial goal. And I got a little medal in the mail, and I was so excited. So that was another thing in my life that I was really, really proud of. So getting a brand new full-time job, doing the little running challenge, or walking challenge. And then as far as the author life, a lot of things kind of pivoted. So obviously I continued my science fiction trilogy, The Shockwave. I finished editing and published Static Equilibrium, which is book 3 and the final book. If you want to dive into that series, Transient Pulse is book 1, and it is now on all platforms. You can find it anywhere. And honestly, I had planned on doing a lot more than that. And I'm kind of sad about the stuff that I didn't get to do because I had so many plans. But I don't know. Anyway, so I have more plans and I'll tell you about all of those in the near future as well. But I do want to note that I took Happiless Chokeless off the shelves as well as the Hashtag series. So those are my nonfiction works and I am actually repivoting, revising those and re-releasing them within the next couple years. But I'm doing slower releases than I had initially done with those and I'm putting a lot more content in. So definitely keep your eyes out for those. Also, the Hashtag series is being rebranded and renamed as the Creative Entrepreneur Life. So it's going to be a little bit more for those small business owners and authorpreneurs, those types of people, creatives. But you can use the content if you are just a regular person as well. So I'll give you guys more information about that as it releases. And then as far as everything else with my author career, like I said, I'm between that science fiction and fantasy world right now, and I'm kind of enjoying the fantasy, but like I said, go onto Instagram, let me know what you guys would like to see from me, because that's going to definitely influence my decisions moving forward. I want to know what you guys want to read. And obviously here on Read It With Whiskey, we read science fiction and fantasy, so both make sense. And just a note, that actually aligns with what I thought I was going to do in 2022. I thought this fantasy book that I started in November was actually going to be done and like published within 2022. I had planned on getting Static Equilibrium out in April and it didn't publish until the end of October because it took me so long to edit that beast. Oh my goodness. So after I had planned on having that finished in April 2022, then I was going to start on this fantasy book and hopefully have it done before NaNoWriMo and start on a different project for NaNoWriMo. But obviously the world, the life, all that stuff happened and it definitely pivoted a few things. So as far as writing goals for the future, I know on January 1st, I'm going to be writing and I'm going to do a year-long challenge about writing consistently moving forward. Writing every day is a habit that I want to get into, and not necessarily writing every day, but at least doing something for my author career, whether it be writing or editing or reading, like doing research, that type of thing. I want to make it a daily habit because I want to be a full-time author at some point very, very soon. That is my ultimate goal, is to be a full-time authorpreneur, writing, reading. That's my goal. I absolutely love my day job right now, so I'm not sad if it doesn't happen right away because I enjoy the people I work with and the job I have. So it's not like it has to happen right now. I think if I were in a position where I loathed my job and didn't want to be in it, I would be pushing a lot harder. And I think that's actually a detriment because I'm not pushing as hard as I probably could. But I don't want to admit that to myself, but I guess I just did. Anyway, I want to eventually be writing full time, and so making it a daily habit is really important to me. During NaNoWriMo challenges, it's really easy for me to actually nail down and do the work every single day because I have that challenge. And so I'm creating a challenge for myself for 2023 every single day to write at least 500 words, and that is terrifying. But dude, if I can do that, I can get a couple books out in 2023. I have the potential to get a couple books out. So regardless of if I continue this fantasy book I'm working on right now or go back into the science fiction, I plan on publishing at least one, if not two books in 2023. And that just makes me so excited to think about. So we'll see what happens. And I'll definitely keep you guys along for the ride. But if you want to have more frequent writing updates, obviously this is Read It With Whiskey. This is about reading science fiction and fantasy. If you want more of those writing updates, head over to @LauraJLive on Instagram because I give very frequent updates on my posts and in my stories specifically. So that's where you should follow me if you want to follow more with the author journey. However, like I said, this is Read It With Whiskey. This is about reading. So let's talk a little bit about the books that we're going to be featuring here on Read It With Whiskey in 2023. But no, I wanted to give you guys a hint of what's coming next. We have a mix of fantasy and science fiction. I would say a little bit more fantasy, but I feel like we did a lot of science fiction in 2022. I really should run those numbers and see how many of each we had. Hold on just one second. Okay, so I ran the numbers. In 2022, we had 15 science fiction features and 11 fantasy. But I will say there are some that are more science fantasy that kind of crossed over, and the same goes for 2023. So for 2023, we are very heavy in the fantasy. There's going to be 9 fantasy and 3 science fiction. However, like I said, some of those kind of cross over. We have been more science fiction, but now we're moving towards more fantasy. And I think that might be why I have been influenced to write fantasy more frequently. Anyway, I don't know. It's subliminal. It's like subliminal messages. I have no idea. Anyway, so 2023 is going to be really, really fun here on Read It With Whiskey. Stay tuned. And as of right now, I'm going to let you guys know that I'm not accepting new author applications as of today. Okay, end of December 2022. The reason for that is because I already have quite a few applications in the works, like in the form I have online. And as 2023 progresses, I really want to take it slowly. For the last 2 years, I've had an influx of books being sent to me for me to read and interview. And I want to get to a point where I have a book sent to me, I read it and interview them, put it on the show, and then have another book sent to me. I want to slow down the process because right now, I have just finished binge reading 4 books and I have another 5 on my shelf for 2023. And I don't like having such a huge list on my shelf all at once. It's causing a little bit of pressure for me. So what I want to do is get through these authors and see where I'm at in like March or April. So I'll try and give you guys an update in one of these extra episodes just to let you know where I'm at and if I am accepting new authors. And the reason for that is I love when listeners actually recommend their favorite authors for me to feature because then it not only entices you guys to listen more, which is great, but it also brings on authors who know that they want to be heard from. Sometimes it's scary for authors to come onto an interview podcast and talk about their book because, I mean, it's scary being an author sometimes. Will people like my book? Will people not like my book? Will people be interested in the topic that I have or the themes or the genre in general, the tropes? So sometimes it can be nerve-wracking being interviewed as an author. And so if somebody is requesting that you come onto the show, it makes it a lot easier. It like makes it more light and easygoing and just more fun for the author themselves. I mean, we always have fun. You hear the episodes. We always have a good time. But I love when the readers and listeners of this show recommend their favorite authors for me to have on. So that's why I wanted to fill you guys in on that. We're taking a little bit of a pause. I am, as of end of 2022, turning off the application form because, like I said, I have a backlist of authors who I haven't responded to yet. So if you're wondering why the form's not working, that's why. Okay, so this has been a very long-winded episode. I apologize. So let's get into what we should expect for next week's episode. All right, next week on Read It With Whiskey, we are going to have Richie Billing, the author of Pariah's Lament, and it is very high fantasy, a lot of details, and it's a little bit more of a slower paced book because it's that high fantasy vibe. So tune in next week to hear from Richie and the first episode of 2023. I'll talk to you then.
You've been listening to an episode of Read It With Whiskey. I'm your host, Laura Gentinen, and I want to personally say thank you so much for listening. Your support of the podcast means so much to me, and I would love to get to know you. Hop on over to Instagram and follow us at Read It With Whiskey. Please chime in on this episode's post, share it on your social media and with your friends, and come back next time to hear more from self-published authors. I'll talk to you soon.